Chapter 1. 1707, Adlington, England.
It looks like the Queen is sending another commissioner to petition your father for protection.
Christian squinted, trying to see farther down the road.
Christian, get down from that tree. You'll fall to your death.
Charity planted her hands on her hips and scowled up at him. Ada laughed, swinging her legs from the branch she sat on, several feet higher.
You're worried for him and not me? Well, for one thing, I didn't see you up there.
Charity raised a slim, pale hand to shade her silver eyes.
For another thing, no, I'm not. You never fall, and if you did, Christian would catch you. And if he didn't, he'd heal you.
Ada smiled down at her. Charity didn't have the energy to climb trees, and the sun exhausted her, but her eyes still sparkled with mischief.
Christian, you're worrying your sister. Get down.
Christian narrowed those dark, dark eyes at her, but with a mighty sigh, he swung down.
I'm almost 18, you know. You can't keep telling me what to do.
Broken twigs and leaves were stuck in his chestnut hair, so he looked like an adorable druid or an elf, much younger than his almost 18 years.
Ada will be telling you what to do until you are old and bedridden, Charity teased.
Ada grinned as she climbed higher, trying to get a better view of the travelers brave enough to approach her father's gates. It did look like the Queen's seal on the carriage, but she couldn't quite tell. Not that it mattered who it was. The Queen of England or the Emperor of a faraway land, her father wouldn't help them. He had no interest in being their protector or their assassin anymore, and he was tired of being caught in the crossfire. Once he had refused to help anyone, they were attacked by everyone, until they realized the Duke of Adlington had a small daughter who could kill more quickly than they could run. The attacks, for the most part, had stopped. Ada swung down from the branches, more graceful than Christian, and landed lightly on her feet next to them.
Nice work. You didn't break anything this time.
Christian rolled his eyes. Ada ignored him.
Let's run back to the house and see who it is. I couldn't get a good enough look.
She hesitated as soon as the words were out of her mouth. Charity couldn't run, and Ada wouldn't leave her all by herself so far from the estate. Charity smiled.
I'll be fine. I'm supposed to go see your father anyway.
Ada crossed her arms over her chest stubbornly.
Well, then, I'll walk you back.
She raised an eyebrow at Charity, waiting to see if her friend would argue, but she just shook her head, still smiling.
Anyway, what does my father want to see you for?
Christian started across the meadow to the old dirt path. Ada was pretty sure it was a deer trail, but she and her friends used it regularly.
He probably wants to take her into his employ, like he did me.
Charity and Ada followed, arms looped together. Christian and his mother had done everything they could to heal Charity. Nothing had helped, and no one knew what was wrong with her.
Yes, if my father hired you to be my maid, I could keep you close and protect you all the time, Ada exclaimed.
Christian turned, walking backward so he could watch them.
That isn't what a maid is for, Ada. She'd be working for you, cleaning your clothes, brushing your hair. She'd be your servant.
How could he walk backward without tripping over the holes and roots in the ground? Ada did not understand. She was the graceful Edrin, the warrior. Christian was the healer, and grace wasn't important. And yet, every move he made was fluid and beautiful. Ada flushed and looked away. Christian was her friend. She couldn't think like that about him. This coming season, she would be formally introduced into society, and her father expected her to marry someone powerful, someone who would increase their social standing, their wealth, and their Edrin magic. Christian was beautiful and devoted and kind, but he was a Carulus and a groom in her father's stables. He was not powerful, and Ada's heart didn't care one bit. As if reading her thoughts, Christian's lips quirked and his eyes danced.
What are you thinking, little one?
Ada scowled at him. She hated to be reminded of how tiny she was,